everybody. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory Broadcast. Glory to God. And I'm Kenneth Copeland, and we are going to have a good time this week. Praise the Lord. And hallelujah. Oh, I got a lot of help in here tonight. Amen. Amen. I do have a lot of help in here tonight, right? Oh, glory to God. Yes, amen. Father, we thank you for this week of broadcast, and we give you praise and honor for the privilege of preaching, teaching, and healing, just like you did when you were on the earth. And we praise you and worship you and thank you for it. We open our hearts. We open our minds. We open our very beings to you to receive revelation from heaven. Words from heaven that move heaven on the earth. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to the third chapter of the book of Galatians. And this will be our golden text all week. We will see some amazing things. Oh, I got so blessed today. Just going through, and the Lord, I don't know how many times I've taught from this scripture. I don't know how many times I've taught about being redeemed from the curse of the law. I learned it 52 years ago, and I've been preaching it ever since I found out about it. But what is so amazing is how you can just keep reading, keep teaching, keep preaching from the same verses, and all of a sudden, zoom. Amen. And it opens up and just such a blessing. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, or that we might receive what the Spirit promised through faith. Now notice, just in those two verses of Scripture, there is the curse, there is the blessing, and there is the promise. Amen. Now, I don't know whether you realize this, that's the whole Bible. I mean, that's what the whole Bible is about. It is about being redeemed from the curse and receiving the blessing of Abraham. Amen. Praise God. And inheriting the promise. Well, there you are. Good night. Oh, glory to God. Now, the curse, let's go to Deuteronomy 28. It's very, very important that we understand everything. Every heartache, every human disaster, every storm, all poverty, all sickness, all disease, everything, all of it, began after Adam fell. And it wasn't God. He didn't do it. He didn't curse the earth. When God created man, he blessed him. And we'll see that. He blessed him. He saw that it was good. God has never ever made anybody sick. He's never made anybody poor. No, we did that on our own. Yeah, we missed it. And through sin, you open the door to that curse. But I wanted you to see this. Now, this sounds kind of funny, but listen. Nobody nobody sinned and died until Adam sinned and died. That's profound, isn't it? But really, the religious ideas that have come up from total misunderstanding of the Bible have dreamed up things that it just seems like God is the problem with everything. No, he's not. He is the deliverer from the problems. Amen. He's not the author of the curse. He's the author of the blessing. Yes. Now then, beginning with the 15th verse, the first 13 verses is the blessing of Abraham. Now, beginning with the 15th verse, and I want you to notice how this 15th verse is structured. In fact, let's look at the very first verse, and you'll notice it's structured the same way. It will come to pass, if you shall hearken, you notice that word here, Ken? Okay. I believe I will. It shall come to pass that if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if you shall hearken, or if you'll listen to me. If you'll listen to the voice of the Lord thy God. Now that's the will of God right there. You want to know what God's will is? That's it. Amen. Now, look then at the 15th verse and notice it's structured the same way. It will come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, if you won't listen, to observe to do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, all these curses shall come on you and overtake you. It didn't say anything about God putting them on you. Actually, if you notice carefully, that he released the blessing. He doesn't have to just come to your house one morning and wake you up and say, bless, 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 bless. No. That's what his word does. But see, he released it. Now, if you listen, he said, and do what I tell you to do, these blessings will come on you. I mean, it's going to come on you and overtake you. But if you don't listen, you won't do what I tell you to do, you're going to get in trouble. and I'm not going to have to come knock you in the head. The devil will take care of that. And he's waiting on you. Now, then you come on down. For a curse should be in the city and so forth. Then verse 21, the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he hath consumed you from the land where you go and to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with consumption, with fever, and with inflammation, with extreme burning. Now, this leaves the idea that God is the author of consumption, that he's actively causing people to have tuberculosis, that he's actively causing pneumonia, when no, he isn't. Now, and you read, there are 11 different diseases mentioned here, but I want you to look at the 61st verse. Also, every sickness, every plague, which is not written in this book of the law, will come upon you till you're destroyed. So every sickness, every plague came as a result of sin in the beginning. That curse, the power of that curse, came on this earth. Now, what empowered it so? Well, God blessed Adam. Amen. Gave him dominion over this earth, everything in it, everything that flew, swam, creeped. I mean, if it moved, he had authority over it. If it didn't move, he had authority over it. Complete command authority over this, not only this earth, but over all the works of his hand. Whoa. Hallelujah. Now listen to me carefully. When God blessed him, well, actually, that authority didn't come when he blessed him. That authority came when he created him. Amen. Let's go over there and look at that, if you would, please, in Genesis. That's right at the beginning. Amen. Let's look in the first chapter. I would like to call your attention that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is no shadow of turning in him. That means right here in Texas, he ain't about to change. No. It's not that he won't. He can't. He got it right the first time. It's not that he won't lie. He can't. Brother Copeland, I just don't understand that. That God can't. Why? He can't. If he were to come in here tonight and say, Isn't this a wonderful Saturday night? Someone say, no, this is Thursday night. Not anymore, isn't it? You can look at your, whoa, how did that change? I mean, all the calendars on earth have changed. Because he said it. Amen. Glory to God. I'm sure that's just completely exciting. Now, so God, when you follow his method of operation in chapter 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Actually, if you'll study, I learned this many years ago, that a rabbi allowed me to to get into his study and his library and so forth. Oh, and I had such a wonderful time. And I learned from the writings that I read there that God actually said, light be, light was. Whoa. Can you imagine that? No, you can't. Hallelujah. Say it with me. Light be, light was. And God saw. Glory to God. Now, when you follow that, each time the King James says, let there be, let there be, let there be, let there be. And each time he is just saying it. Now, I've seen those computer generalized images where God created the man out of the dust, and it just seemed like he just was formed out of the dust, and there he was alive. Well, okay, but in my studying and praying and seeking God one day, and had spent quite some time studying this, and particularly in the blessing of Abraham and the blessing of man, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw it. And I saw him holding this grayish, lifeless, physical body. Finished. The body was finished. And he was holding it by the shoulders. Now you have to understand that God didn't do this by himself. No, no. Jesus actually, all things were created for and by him. Jesus, study it out for yourself. Jesus is the one that actually did the speaking. Now see, this began back there then and carried out in his earthly ministry. The same chain of command in his earthly ministry. You can see it. He said, the words that I speak unto you, now here it is right here. The words that I speak unto you, they are not my own. The Father that dwelleth within me He does the works. He gives me the words, I speak them, and His Spirit does the work. Well, that didn't start in Galilee. It started in Genesis. You see that? He never changes. If that's what He did in Galilee, that's what He did in Genesis. Because that's what He did in Genesis, that's what caused what He did in Galilee. I mean, that's enough to come to church over right there. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, remember now, we follow His MO, His method of operation. Now then, I saw Him holding this body. God said in verse 26, let me go over here to the seventh verse of chapter 2. The Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became. Well, what do you think? He held him up there like that and he kind of got up there and went, of course not. He breathed. Same word as spirit. He spirited. He breathed. All right, let's go to Galilee. And He breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Huh? Now here is, He's holding him. And now, I should have thought of this, but I didn't until I saw it in this vision. He's holding him like this, and they're exactly the same size. Exactly the same size. Now that's pretty amazing. But he's an exact image. He's an exact copy of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Exact copy. No, not one iota less. Just as much as Jesus, an exact copy of the Father, Adam was an exact copy of Jesus. And while I'm at it, so are you. Glory to God. That's what the new birth was all about. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.
What is redemption? It's spiritual life, new life, being born again, a new creature, healed and prosperous. The Path to Redemption by Kenneth Copeland is an all-encompassing, relevant 15-message series on being redeemed from the curse of the law, receiving the blessing of the Lord, and inheriting the promise of God. Jesus redeemed you from the curse of the law so you can live healed, prosperous, and free. Every word in the Bible, every promise, is a covenant for you. Train yourself to speak His truth and stay on the blessing side of life. Live in the blessing where you are called to be a child of God. Take the blessing of the Lord and live in strength and joy. You have a covenant with God that gives you the same authority as Jesus. Receive the promise of God by faith. See yourself and those around you prospering, living right, and healed. Build, expect, and see the blessing, and walk the path to redemption.
Begin to truly live in all God has provided for you because of redemption. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 and request your free copy of The Path to Redemption on MP3 disc, DVD, or as a digital download from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Today, my dad, Kenneth Copeland, talked about being redeemed from the curse. What is the curse? Well, it's everything bad, every heartache, sickness, poverty, every storm of life. But the good news is that Jesus has freed you from it all. You know, if something has happened and you've been hurt, look to Jesus. Jesus has won the battle and He's given us the victory over it. And His name and His love cannot be overcome. And the Word says that nothing, nothing can separate you from the love of God. And through Him, you can receive the blessing and inherit the promise. And we want you to inherit the promise. So we've put this product together called The Path to Redemption. I want to tell you, everybody up here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries is excited, not just about this product, but about giving it to you. We've taken all of the messages from the 3 weeks of study that Brother Copeland is teaching, and we put it into one amazing series. 15 messages covering from being redeemed from the curse to receiving the blessing of the Lord to inheriting the promise. We're making this available to you free, 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 free. So just request your set on DVD, MP3, or you can download it from our website at kcm.org. Our Columbia Victory Campaign starts next week, April the 26th and the 27th in Bogota, Colombia. Listen, there is a fire in Bogota, Colombia. These are people that are on fire for Jesus. And Brother Copeland will be preaching with his translator, Stanley Black, translating for him. So whether you speak English or Spanish, you can join in and call your English speaking friends and call your Spanish speaking friends and tell them to join in for a fiery service in Bogota, Colombia. Just go to kcm.org for details and location and service times. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is made available to you free by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org and request your free copy on DVD, CD, or as a digital download. Shipping charges may apply. At kcm.org, you can also access many free word-based resources to help you build your faith. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.